National Rural News.
Good afternoon, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Angry timber workers from Hayfield are protesting in Melbourne in a bid to save hundreds of Gippsland jobs. The local hardwood mill faces shutdown in 18 months, putting 250 people out of work. There's a convoy of logging trucks lining Spring Street. CFMEU's Jane Calvert says there's plenty of timber to keep the mill open.
It is there at the moment. What we've got is this unfettered, open-ended reserving that's happening informally because of possum colonies.
Toowoomba, Albury-Wodonga and Adelaide will soon be home to Murray-Darling Basin Authority officers. About 10% of the authority's staff, or 30 employees, will voluntarily relocate over the next 2 years. The MDBA says the relocation is fully funded. Dairy farmers have described the independent socio-economic impact analysis of the Southern Basin as a sensible outcome. The review is due to be complete by the end of the year. Australian Dairy Industry Council's Darryl Hoey says its own analysis shows the destructive impact of the Basin Plan on communities.
It is almost one-to-one. So the 30% drop that we've seen in milk production can be fairly closely attributed to the amount of water that's been taken from the region, and that has a huge impact on the amount of jobs that are left.
A two-month lockout has come to an end after workers at Palmlat in Echuca agreed to a new deal. Negotiations broke down in January, prompting the workers to be shut out of the dairy processor. AMWU Secretary Tom Hales says the agreement includes improved redundancy provisions and a wage increase.
That pay rise, the first one, is to be backdated to the 1st of September. So although it's not going to make up for the money that people have lost during the lockout, it hopefully will help pay a few bills.
Steps towards tightening imported food biosecurity risks are being tightened by the government. The coalition has started consultation into reforms aiming to increase accountability for food safety and improve incident response. Drought-stricken areas of Queensland will see this year's peanut crop down by up to 30%. It's been a difficult year for growers faced with minimal soil moisture during sowing in November and the summer delivering below average rainfall. Peanut Company of Australia supply manager Lionel Wheat says it's been one of the most testing years.
The hottest that I've seen in my time, and it's been that extra heat that has done the damage. Like, peanuts are a resilient taproot crop and basically can stand a lot of pressure.
Regional communities have upped their campaign to improve telecommunications across rural Australia. A group of 17 regional organisations are meeting with politicians this week to outline a five-point plan to improve services. Christy Sparrow from Better Internet for Regional, Rural and Remote Australia says the government needs to put in place a universal service obligation as soon as possible.
Websites such as MyGov need an SMS code to access them. It's imperative that we can access these services. We don't have banks on every corner. We don't have, you know, schools on every corner. So to meet the educational, health, business needs of regional Australia, we really need to get these consumer guarantees in place.
Grain growers are being told to rest assured insurance is available to contract harvesters. Grain Producers Australia has met with insurers following a string of header fires at the start of the harvest at the end of 2016. President Andrew Wiedemann says it's now working to help insurers prepare for next season.
What we're looking at doing is developing up a package of information essentially to assist the reinsurers, but also to assist farmers and contractors in obtaining insurance and looking at reducing, obviously, their risk exposure.
This is the National Rural News.
This is the National Rural News.
Time to check in on the markets, and with Finance First, here's Steve Daglian at ComSec.
The Aussie market is down for the second day, with the ASX 200 down by around a third of 1%. The good news, though, is that we remain only around 1% below the best levels in 22 months. We might need another catalyst to see markets push higher above the 5,800 point mark. US markets were quiet last night, finishing largely flat, and commodity prices were mixed. On the Aussie market, the major banks are in the red, holding the market back most, together with losses from from insurers like QBE, IAG and also Suncorp. Supermarket chain owners Wesfarmers and Woolies are also coming under some selling pressure. Engineering group Downer EDI has made an all-cash takeover offer for laundry and linen services provider Spotless. Both companies are currently in trading halts. Australia's second largest telco, TPG, is up 5% after profits rose by 11%, and New Zealand-based adventure retailer Kathmandu is having a good day after handing down a 6.5% rise in first half profit to about 10 million New Zealand dollars, and that was thanks largely to strong sales growth in Australia. The price of oil was down 1.1%. Oil prices have declined on supply concerns. The US oil rigs count rose again last week, and two Libyan ports are looking to restart oil exports over the next 7 to 10 days. Nine of the largest zinc smelters in China are reportedly looking to suspend or close total capacity of around 4% of global supply. The pressure to shut a zinc smelter output is coming from treatment fees being too low to cover cost. Copper declined after union leaders from BHP Billiton's Escondida copper mine in Chile agreed to meet with company representative. The meetings give hope, really, that a deal can be reached to end a labour strike that has been ongoing for over a month. The Aussie dollar, 77.2 US. This is Stephen Daglian from CommSec.
Time for the National Livestock Report. Here's Carol Mabley from the Australian Rural Communication Network.
In the major indicative livestock markets, at the Wagga cattle sale in New South Wales, 3,500 head of cattle were presented for auction, with more lightweight, secondary yearlings and veelers in the 200 to 280 kilo category. NLRS said the lightweight veelers sold to strong demand, ranging from 322 to 376 cents a kilo. Steady demand for medium-weight grass-finished heifers from domestic processors kept prices mostly unchanged to average 306 cents. Cattle returning to the paddock rallied up to 50 cents higher than last week. The bulk of the steers sold from 337 to 409 cents a kilo. Lightweight store heifers were keenly sought, sitting above 309 cents. Medium feeder steers were unchanged, making from 305 to 353 cents a kilogram. The main heifer lines range from 290 to 350 cents. Heavy cows sold a few cents dearer, averaging 237 cents a kilogram. At Bendigo in Victoria, lamb supply fell to 13,000 head. NLRS said prices were generally $4 to $6 a head dearer compared to the last sale a fortnight ago, and prices reached a top of $227 a head for a pen of extra heavy crossbred lambs, estimated at 38 kilos. The best drafts of heavy trade weight lambs sold from $142 to $168 a head, and the medium and lighter pens trended from $125 to $140 a head. On a carcass basis, these lambs were averaging from 610 to 640 cents, with spikes up to 680. Lightweight lambs continued to sell strongly from $105 to $120 a head. Demand for mutton was very strong and prices were dearer, particularly for the main lines of trade weight merinos. Auctions Plus ran the West Australian sale, which featured a large line of more than 3,000 six-year-old Scandian lamb ewes from Kaigana in Western Australia. Also on offer was a line of 440 future breeder Merino ewe lambs weighing 32 kilos from Moora in West Australia, which sold for $108 a head. This week on Auctions Plus, the annual Anvil Angus on-property bull sale will be interfaced on Thursday at 1 p.m. and on Friday at 2 p.m. the annual Ascot Charolais and Angus Autumn Bull and Heifer Sale will be live streamed and online. I'm Carol Mabley with the Auctions Plus Livestock Report, Australia's most trusted online sale yard.
Now with the Grain Report, here's Angus Thornton from ProFarmer Grain.
While flat bids did translate into flat local markets yesterday, some parcels of both wheat and barley did change hands, with some buyers keen to get their hands on grain in WA and SA. In terms of wheat, buyers were after a number of higher protein and niche grades such as noodle wheats and H2, while appetite for malt barley again showed signs of something of a late season resurgence. Overnight, offshore values came under pressure as data showing that speculative funds have recently made their biggest switch short in positioning on record for agricultural commodities was released. despite the fact that recently there has been little fresh news in terms of the supply and demand fundamentals of grain and oilseed markets, changes in the speculative fund's positions in grain and oilseed futures accounted for a large portion of this repositioning. Rather, a number of other factors, including lower than expected inflationary pressures in the US, weakness in crude oil markets, and recent support for US dollar values, have contributed to the market's changed view on grain and oilseed values. Chicago May wheat futures closed down $4 per tonne, ICE May canola futures closed down $1 per tonne, while Matif May canola futures closed down $2 per tonne. Following this, we expect that the local bids will come under some pressure today. You can keep up to date with today's bids, offers and trades with ProFarmer Price Discovery, available free of charge at www.profarmergrain.com.au.
That's the latest in the markets. This is the National Rural News.
This is the National Rural News.
Time to check in on the weather now. Here's Kim Westcott from WeatherZone.
For South Australia today, a few showers and storms in the south and southeast, but a generally clear day elsewhere under a building high. Conditions will be similar on Wednesday, with rain and storms moving across the state on Thursday and Friday. In Victoria today, areas of heavy rain are likely for several districts, particularly in the southwest and northeast. Storms are also a risk today. Rain will ease and contract to the east tomorrow and further on Thursday. New South Wales will also see areas of rain throughout the central and southern inland parts, with up to 50 millimetres possible. Beyond Wednesday, the rain will contract to the east and ease. For Queensland, central and coastal areas, particularly between Townsville and Gladstone, could see a heavy rain both today and on Wednesday as the coastal trough lingers. Areas to the west of about Emerald to Roma to St George look to have a generally dry week.
Now to close up. It's been a tough season for peanut growers, with dry weather expected to significantly reduce this year's total crop size. Harvest is just a couple of weeks away in Queensland, and I spoke with Peanut Company of Australia supply manager Lionel Wheat to find out how the season's been.
It's had varying impacts. It's been a summer of indifferent rainfall events, which obviously leads to some growers being in reasonable shape and other crops basically are going to fail. Probably the earlier planted crops, those planted late October, early November in the South Burnett, have got little potential. They have received rain recently. If we can get a flowering event and follow-up rain and late frost, they may still do something. There are reports of some of those early crops with no produce under the bush at all. So it doesn't seem to be a lot of potential there. In other areas, there have been some storms that have kept the crop going, and they still have reasonable potential. And then on top of that, you have the irrigators that have had to pump a lot of water, but have been able to keep their crops going and are in reasonable shape.
What sort of yields are you expecting for this year, all things considering that you mentioned there as a whole for the crop?
That's a very, very good question. I think at this stage there's so many individual results that will turn up. It's very difficult to put an average on results. I'd be still hoping that irrigated crops will still be around their 5 tonne per hectare, which is sort of what we budget for, and that North Queensland crops still in good shape, but they still have the potential to do 4 to 5 tonne per hectare, and also the late planted Thailand crops. If they can get some follow-up rain, they haven't suffered as much in the heat because they were only planted in December, January. They still have potential if they can get follow-up rain, which we could potentially get 2.5 tonne a hectare, which is our on long-term dryland budget. That would still get a reasonable result to growers. But as I say, the main problem is that is those earlier planted dryland crops where it's very hard to see just what potential they could still have.
And can you tell us when will we have a clearer picture? When does the harvest get fully underway?
In the Burnett, we would expect to see the first crops coming out in the next 1 to 2 weeks, and that early crop will certainly we will see from those first results there how those are going. But there will be potentially some crops that will only be pulled out of the ground and used for hay for stock feed. So obviously, we're not going to get a a number on those as far as pod production is concerned.
And how would you describe this year?
It certainly would be the hottest that I've seen in my time, and it's been that extra heat that has done the damage. Like, peanuts are a resilient taproot crop and basically can stand a lot of pressure, but when you're getting the type of temperatures that we're getting this year, you then start to have the flowering of the plant really upset. And then if you don't get the flowering right, then you're not going to get pods setting underneath the plant. So it's been very indifferent as far as rainfall events, both in quantity and quality. As I say, we haven't had any decent general rain where we've had slow, steady falls. Most of it's been in storms. So water infiltration hasn't been the best in some cases. And then, as I say, you add on those extra degrees of temperature, and it makes it very hard.
Lionel Wheat from Peanut Company of Australia speaking on this year's peanut crops. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Tuesday. Don't forget, if you do ever have a story or you'd like to get in contact, you can send me through an email. The address is ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. You can also find us on Twitter at @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.